It's been a little while, but we're back on the Big Paul Harrison Weight Loss Podcast. Today's been a particularly fruitful day. We've had three gym sessions, which is a new record, even for supercharged individuals like us.
It's been a momentous day, yeah. We agreed to do three sessions. We've managed the three sessions, worked hard in all of them. And, even by our standards, it's been a good day.
Motivation has ebbed and flowed throughout the day, I think it's fair to say. I picked you up at 5 to 8. I think the first session was good. Second session, perhaps, let it drop a bit. And then great to get on the bikes and at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it's ebbed and flowed, hasn't it? You know, I've had a lot of stuff to put up with it in between outside of the sessions, like running your errands, fetching your food. I'm pretty much coming backwards and forwards to Trent Bridge four times today because I had to come to work for a bit as well.
Friendship's about give and take. You've given, I've taken.
You sure have, but less we talk about the showers, I think the better.
I sent you to pay in a cheque at the bank for me and you bought sandwiches for the whole office ahead of the afternoon session. Do you get an internal glow knowing that you're helping your colleagues and friends?
No, I get a red face because I get angry because you try and take the mick out of me. I like to feel I'm helping out when I can, as long as I'm not being taken for granted.
I'll just describe the surroundings. It's 10:45, we've come for a curry, which some people would say is counterproductive on a day when you've had three gym sessions. We've already been out for a meal at 6:30 and a pint in between. Fair to say today's been a busy one.
It's been non-stop, yeah. We've had a meal already out and now we're having a curry. But we're positive. I'm positive about this curry, and it's well deserved.
There's 168 hours in a week. A lot of people struggle to imagine where we find the time to gym and socialise and eat in the manner that we do. But today has probably proved how much is possible when you really try to plan the day and get as much out of it as you can.
One of the first things that you and By the Way taught me was it's all in the planning. And I can honestly say that a day like today, it's never a truer word has been said.
This would have been unthinkable for the old Paul Harrison pre-Temps and Mothers.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, it wouldn't have happened. But now with my positive mind, my mental attitude is focused, you know, these things are possible now, aren't they?
Just 2 minutes ago, I saw a beam of positivity come over you as you ordered a chicken karahi, a plain rice, a plain naan, and a lamb sizzler.
Well, yeah, some things never change.
Where can we follow you?
In Five Rivers in West Bridgford.